Efforts to address security and mental health concerns in the city could be seen as an economic recovery measure, council heard during its meeting Monday. Council committee voted last week to create a working group to evaluate and recommend to council the best approach to assist the city in dealing with the mental health, provision of outreach services, and socioeconomic challenges observed and experienced in municipal facilities and the business improvement area. Concerns from the Orillia Public Library were what ultimately led to the working group being formed. The library's initial request for a security guard evolved into a request for an outreach worker, which was supported by council during budget talks, pending a staff report. Staff instead recommended a working group be formed. The group will report to council with recommendations no later than April 11, but it's unclear if an outreach worker will be on the wish list. During Monday's meeting, Councilor Ted Emmond, who chairs the city's Economic Recovery Task Force, said he received feedback from members earlier in the day about how much the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the issues identified in the downtown core. The general feedback that was provided by the members was that the visibility of this issue was significantly raised during the pandemic. It was not as visible before, particularly during the daytime, he said. He added there seems to be an increase in the number of individuals who fall within the homeless category who are migrating to our city, people who are not identified as Orillians. Task force members see the working group as an important economic recovery issue for our downtown, Emmond said. When the working group returns with recommendations, and if funding to put those suggestions into action is not sufficient, the task force would likely consider a contribution, he said. Councillors Pat Henn and Jay Fallis were hesitant last week to support the formation of the working group, saying the library's issues should be addressed first before looking at other areas of town. Both changed their tune Monday. "I believe that the library will be well represented on this group," Henn said. She was pleased to learn the task force might designate funding for the effort, saying there is a need for at least two outreach workers. "It's at least good to push this forward now that council's made a decision on this," Fallis added. "I'm willing to support it, although it wasn't my number one choice." He did take issue with Emmond's comment about homeless people migrating to the city, though he suggested it was not made with ill intent. "It bugs me a bit because, in so many other aspects, we talk about wanting to attract people to Orillia and we're a place to visit and we're welcoming. I really don't think it should be based on one's income," he said.